Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and I hope you've been rejoicing and are glad in it. Praise God. God is a good God. And Lord, we just thank you. We bless your name. We praise you for your goodness. We praise you for the beauty and the power and the authority, Lord, that you have given to your people. We thank you, Lord, for being the body of Christ. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness, your tender mercies, which endure forever. We thank you, Lord, that right now you're stirring up our faith. You're enlarging our hearts, Lord, to receive more of you, that we will understand those deep mysteries, the revelation that you gave to the Apostle Paul throughout the New Testament, who we are in Christ. Lord, we've been looking at what he shared in the 8th chapter of Romans, and Lord, I'm just asking that would be made so alive to us that we are dead to sin. We're freed from the law that we were born under, that we lived under for until that time when we were saved. And now as new creatures, Lord, there's a new law operating in us, that you've given us life, you've given us victory, you've given us power over all power of the enemy. That's, Lord, what Jesus said in Matthew 18:18-20, that we have power. Whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And Father, you did that so you would receive glory. This is all because of what Jesus did. All the glory goes to Jesus. Lord, no flesh can glory in your presence, but anything that we have, anything that we are, comes from your hand. Lord, bless your people. Everyone who's listening, Father, thank you for meeting their needs. But Lord, we just want to start this broadcast by praising you and thanking you for who you are, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We love you with all of our hearts, Lord, and we thank you for what you've done for us in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. You know, beloved, I firmly believe God is more willing to give to us than we are to receive from him. He has so much for us. How many of us can say we have entered into that abundant life Jesus has said we could have in him? He came to give us life, and that life more abundantly. Oh, we've had tastes of it. We've experienced it. But how many of us continue to live in that place of abundance? I believe that is what the Lord has for each and every one of us. The Lord God, our Jehovah, our Elohim, he desires to pour within his church and within you, brother and sister, each individual in the body of Christ, no matter how old they are, no matter young they are, no matter how much scripture they know, no matter how where they are in terms of the social ladder, it makes no difference. We are one before God, and you desire, Lord, to pour in us your ability. Whatever that is, you have ordained our path, and whatever you have for us, Father, we have the ability and the anointing of God to go forth and be victorious and bring glory to you. All the power, all the ability, all the victory that Jesus had and has presently is yours, brother and sister, if you will believe and avail yourself of his abundant blessings. It's free. He's done everything for us. All we have to do is believe and receive. You know, sometimes I think if there was a financial price tag on God's salvation and a price tag on the victorious life of the overcomer, people would be willing to buy them. But because they are just free for the believing, well, that's another matter. People don't want to, there is a price to pay, and that is just giving themselves over to God and become willing to do the will of God. But, you know, basically, we have to confess, people are lazy. We can be lazy. And if we can buy something without money, you know, or with money, I should say, we're willing to do that. But this is without price or politics. What God is offering us comes by faith and by obedience. Remember, if you were with me all week, we were looking at Romans, that 8th chapter. No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But with that profound truth and promise and blessing comes the contingent, if you will, that we cannot walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We get to choose. You know, God, that's true with everything. God doesn't send anybody to hell. We get to choose that by denying Jesus. He wants no one to perish. And I believe God is going to give an opportunity to every soul to make that choice. Only God knows the true condition of the heart. Only God knows what's going on in the heart of a person at the point of death. But He's a just and He's a fair God. And the people who aren't willing to put all they have at the Lord's disposal, well, they might be a child of God, but they will never come to the maturity of full sonship. And that's what God wants. That's what, don't you have a desire to be a full manifested son and daughter of God? I mean, if you are a parent and have children, I mean, you love the children and they're precious at every stage in their lives. But if you're a godly parent, you are going to want to see your child grow up to be a responsible, healthy, happy adult with the responsibilities that come with maturity. And if not, then that's, you know, that's God's plan. And so we have to desire God's plan for our lives. And the Lord has chosen you to work through you. You didn't choose Him. And if you love Him enough, well, your actions will speak louder than words. Isn't that true in just human relationships? It's not what people say. It's what they do. Those are the true friends. Those are the ones who will stand by you. They may not even say very much, but they're there when you need them. Well, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. And He will never fail you. He'll never forsake you. He will never turn His back on you. He loves you. Hallelujah. Listen, no matter how hard you try to live right in your own ability, you may want to, but you can't do it without God's help, without God's ability. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Paul says we should mortify the deeds of the body. God, if we ask, he said He won't give us any testing more than we can bear. Anything greater than He knows where we are spiritually. And so He's not going to give us something that's going to just crush us or overwhelm us. But He tests us just like He did the children of Israel. He waits to see what will we do. He did that to Abraham. Remember the ultimate test, to give up the thing that was dear to him, to sacrifice his son Isaac. And he had done it in his heart. That knife was poised. And at the last moment, the last second, he was stopped by the angel of the Lord. And he says, "Now I know that thou fearest God." And so, not that God would be asking that similar sacrifice for us, but I believe along the way, God does ask us to make sacrifices according to His plan for our lives, according to where we're at spiritually. He knows what to ask of us. And if we're just saying, "Lord, I'm weak. I can't do this myself, but with Your help, I can." In fact, let's just stop right now. Father, there are those who've been struggling, and Lord, they feel so weak in themselves. And Lord, that's true. We're absolutely weak. We don't have the discipline. We don't have the strength. We don't have the endurance. We don't have the perseverance in ourselves. But through Christ, we can do all things. And so, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I claim the ability in the Holy Ghost to defeat the works of the flesh. I rebuke carnal responses. I take authority over habit patterns of years past, and I break them right now in the name of Jesus. And I lose, Father, the ability to think in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit. all the time, Father, that we will be ever after your heart, and you will honor this prayer, Lord. Give us grace, give us strength, give us the ability to walk in a way that's pleasing to you, that we can be like Jesus. That's what you desire for us. That's what the Holy Spirit is aiming for, that we can have all the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, meekness, temperance, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness. Against such there is no law. That's our heart's desire, Lord. And so we claim that in Jesus' name. Praise God. The Apostle Paul, through direct inspiration of the Holy Ghost, writes in verse 13 of Romans, the 8th chapter, "For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, and is put to death, ye shall live." Verse 14 says, "But as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Praise God. Paul is talking about our eternal inheritance in Christ Jesus, that which goes on throughout eternity, that blessed fellowship we will have, being with Christ, being with the Father, being with the saints of all ages. But he's not just talking about that. He's also talking about this life, beloved, right now. And if we're not living a victorious life in Christ right now, well, we're not really living. We may be breathing and functioning, but we're not living according to the standards of the Word of God. It's not that abundant life of victory, of joy, of power, walking in and moving in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And so, beloved, if you will, you know, just reread Romans 8, 1 through 13, you will see what is the beginning of the sonship requirement. And let me just state here and now, it's not a profession, it's a possession. Praise God. Well, I can't believe this broadcast is, I'm needing to bring it to a close. Time just passes so quickly when you're having fun, huh? Having a good time in Jesus. I love you. I pray for you. It's such a blessing to be able to share God's word, the Spirit of God, and my heart's desire. I just yearn after my partners, after my radio family, that we can have all that God says we can have. Hallelujah. Life, joy, peace. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. That's where it's at. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,